jumbo runs, telling lies, big disguise, dead end eyes, spun tails, built on sand. Now he's stuck, a broken man.
Welcome back, listeners. We're diving into a case today that is fascinating and honestly a little unsettling. It's the story of, well, online they call him Jimbo the Fabulist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right. And our listener sent us a whole bunch of stuff about him, like excerpts from an investigative website. I saw background checks in there, even some legal documents.
Really?
Yeah, and it seems like, well, they all seem to point to this pattern of deception, and it's possible, maybe even probable, that he's hurt people. So we'll be going through all of it, all these claims, trying to see what we can figure out about Jimbo, or his real name is James Robert Goldberg.
Okay.
And we might even be able to get a little peek into the psychology of someone who builds these, I mean, they're really elaborate fabrications, you know?
I'm happy to be here and try to help unpack all this. You know, I've spent a lot of time studying deceptive behavior.
Right.
Years. And I have to say, I'm pretty intrigued by just how big and complicated all of Jimbo's actions seem to be.
Yeah. So to our listener who sent all of this in for us to go through, let's start, I guess, by trying to explain to everybody listening who this guy is and what we're dealing with here. Like, what have we gotten ourselves into?
Yeah, sure. Well, from what I've been able to see in the source material, it seems like Jimbo's he might be a master manipulator. Like, maybe he's been weaving this web of lies for years and years.
Yeah.
You know, and we're talking some serious accusations, poisoning, financial fraud. And even, I mean, get this, he's been labeled as a vexatious litigant, meaning he uses lawsuits to basically harass and intimidate people.
Yeah, you know, that's a pretty big deal to be labeled a vexatious litigant, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's basically the court saying, okay, this person is abusing the legal system to, you know, just mess with people.
Exactly, exactly. And that shows us a pattern of behavior that, well, it's pretty concerning.
It's more than just trying to get around the law, though, right? I mean, these sources also paint a picture of him as this person who makes up these crazy stories about his life. Like, there's one where he says he started some companies.
Oh, wow.
Before he was even born.
Really?
Yeah. And then there's that story about him being like best friends with Janis Joplin.
Yeah, the Janis Joplin connection. Oh. A classic Fabulist move.
Right.
It's one of those claims that's so out there that there's really no way to disprove it.
I mean, yeah, she's not around anymore, so how could you?
Right, exactly. And that's kind of what makes these types of claims work so well. It's like they create this air of mystery, you know?
Yeah.
So the person seems a lot more interesting or a lot more important than they actually are.
So they build this world where they're the star.
Exactly. And a lot of times that need to be the center of attention, it comes from some really deep insecurity, or they haven't really accomplished anything.
Right. So it's not just about getting money from people or getting some benefit from them. It's like this psychological reward from tricking people.
Yeah. In a lot of cases, that's what it is. They get a thrill from the con, the power trip they get from making people see them a certain way.
Right. Right. Okay. So that brings us to, I guess, what we're really here to talk about. The sources pretty much say that Jimbo's a fabulist, but can we break that down a bit? Like, what makes somebody a fabulist? What are we talking about here?
Well, it's more than just telling a little white lie now and then or exaggerating a story.
Sure.
A fabulist is somebody who is constantly making stuff up. Like, it's a compulsion, you know?
Okay.
They create these super detailed stories that have absolutely nothing to do with reality.
Wow. So they're like living in their own little world.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And the interesting thing is that sometimes they believe their own lies, at least a little bit. It's not always them consciously trying to be deceptive. It's more like a coping mechanism, you know?
Yeah.
A way for them to deal with their insecurities or failures.
So they tell themselves these stories and then they start to believe them.
Yeah, in a way. So with Jimbo, we're seeing all these outlandish claims and they're usually designed to impress or scare people. You know, like he bragged about having tons of admirers.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And he's even hinted at knowing some really powerful people.
Oh, wow.
And that's another thing fabulists do.
Okay.
They try to make themselves seem connected to successful or famous people to make themselves seem more believable.
It's like name dropping, but way worse.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And what's really disturbing is that these stories, they're not just harmless little fibs, you know? In Jimbo's case, they're connected to some behavior that could be really dangerous.
Right, and that's what makes this whole thing so scary, right? It's not just made-up stories. It's the fact that he could really hurt people. And our listener specifically wanted us to talk about that alleged poisoning incident.
Oh, right, yeah. So the sources say that a friend of Jimbo's went to visit him after he got hurt and ended up getting poisoned. And they had some really bad long-term health problems because of it.
Yeah, and then the friend confronted Jimbo, and he allegedly said, "I can't believe you're not dead yet."
Oh, wow. That's pretty scary. And that's definitely something that makes you wonder, you know? We can't just jump to conclusions, but it's a serious accusation that could even be a crime.
And it's even creepier because that friend, they were a former patient of the doctor Jimbo lives with.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That makes things a lot more complicated, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it makes you think, well, what was the doctor's part in all this?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, okay, we've got the lies, we've got a possible poisoning, and then there's all this stuff about his alleged financial crimes. There's the unpaid child support, he's accused of ripping off workers, and he may have even stolen money from the patients of the doctor he lives with.
Yeah, and it's interesting, because when you put all those things together, it could be that there's this bigger pattern of him using money to manipulate and exploit people.
So it's like puzzle pieces. We keep finding more and more, and it's starting to show us a really troubling picture.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why it's so important to look at cases like this as a whole, to find those connections and patterns, even the ones that aren't obvious right away.
It's a lot, right? Like the lies and then maybe violence and then the money stuff. Is this normal for a fabulist? Or is Jimbo just like a really extreme case?
Well, every fabulist, they're all different, but
yeah.
It does seem like he uses a lot of different ways to manipulate people.
Mm.
It's actually, it's not that unusual for them to exploit people financially.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they can use the legal system or even get aggressive to keep up their facade to control everyone around them.
That's what makes this so, so freaky, right? I mean, it's not just that he's making stuff up. It's that he might actually be dangerous. Our listener even sent us info about him hiring somebody to vandalize a friend's car.
Oh.
Like over and over until it was totally trashed.
Wow. If that's true, it really shows you how far they'll go to protect their lives, you know?
Yeah.
Like they get really vindictive and they don't care who they hurt. It's scary.
And I think they even mentioned something about security footage of it happening. If that's real, I mean, that's pretty strong evidence.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it just shows how important it is to have real proof when you're dealing with somebody like this, because their stories, they can be so convincing.
Yeah.
Like they blend truth and lies. So you need something solid to show they're lying.
Okay. Our listener also pointed out this whole thing about his passport being fake. Apparently he owes a ton of child support in California and they took away his passport because of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's interesting because it's like proof that he's in trouble with the law and with money, you know, separate from all the crazy stuff.
Right. It brings everything back down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that his actions have real consequences in the real world.
Exactly. And I think he even tried to like move his child support case out of California, hoping he'd get a better deal somewhere else.
That's not surprising. A lot of times, fabulists try to game the legal system.
Mm-hmm.
They'll use stalling tactics, file pointless lawsuits, even try to change jurisdictions to avoid responsibility.
So it's not just about lying and manipulating. It's about using those things to get away with hurting people financially.
Exactly. And that's why you need to be able to spot the warning signs.
Yeah.
You know, recognize what to look out for so you don't get caught up in their mess.
Right. Okay. So what are the warning signs? Like, what should our listener or anyone really be looking for? You know, how can you tell if you might be dealing with someone like this?
Well, one of the biggest ones is if they constantly make these huge claims that are hard or maybe impossible to prove. You know, like they might brag about doing these amazing things or knowing famous people.
Yeah, like they always have to have the best story.
Exactly. Another thing is if they always play the victim, like they always blame other people for their problems.
Right. They can never take responsibility for anything.
Exactly. And be careful if someone tries to keep you away from your friends and family or wants you to keep secrets.
Oh, yeah.
That's a sign that they're trying to control you and make you easier to manipulate.
So they build their own world where they control everything.
Yeah, exactly. It's super important to have healthy boundaries, you know, trust your gut. And if you think you're being messed with, get help. Talk to people you trust, like family or a therapist. You're not alone.
That's really good advice. Okay, before we move on, I want to go back to Jimbo and this doctor he lives with. The sources seem to think that he might be taking advantage of her patients, like for money. What do you think about that?
It's a really disturbing thought. I mean, patients are already vulnerable, you know, especially if they're dealing with health problems that affect their judgment.
Right.
They might be more likely to believe what he says or do what he wants.
And remember that friend who got poisoned? Well, they were one of the doctor's patients. I mean, it makes you wonder if she's somehow involved in this whole thing.
Yeah, it definitely raises some big questions about her role, right? Is she helping him on purpose, or is she another victim? Or maybe it's something in between.
It's just another layer of this whole crazy situation.
Yeah. And it's a good reminder that we have to be careful who we choose as our doctors, you know, and that even in places where you expect to be cared for, there are still people who might try to take advantage of you.
And speaking of the doctor, one of the sources said that some of her former patients are starting to organize and report what happened to them.
That's good. That's a good sign. It means people are starting to speak up and hold them accountable.
Yeah, hopefully this will help us figure out what happened and those who were hurt will get some justice.
It also shows that we all have a responsibility to say something when we see stuff like this happening. We can't just let it slide.
Okay, so we've covered a lot, and it's clear that this whole Jimbo the Fabulous thing is really complicated.
Yeah, it's like a puzzle where we don't have all the pieces, and every new piece we find just creates more questions.
But even with all the unanswered questions, I think we've learned some important things from this deep dive. For sure. One of the big things I'm taking away from this is that being a fabulist, it's not just about telling stories. It can have some serious, real-world consequences, and it can really mess people up.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this also shows how important it is to be, you know, a critical thinker and to be skeptical. We live in a time where there's so much information out there,
Right.
but it's more important than ever to really question what you see and what you hear, especially if it sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, and to pay attention to those red flags we talked about, right? Like, if somebody's always bragging, always blaming others, trying to keep you away from everyone else, you got to step back and think, hold on, what's going on here?
Exactly. Trust your gut. If something feels wrong, it probably is.
Right.
And don't be afraid to ask for help if you're not sure what to do about someone who might be a fabulist. Talk to people you trust.
Right. Now, about navigating tricky situations, the sources say that Jimbo might actually be on the run. Like, maybe he's hiding out in Mexico to avoid legal trouble.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. When things start to get bad, fabulists, they often run away to avoid dealing with the consequences,
Yeah.
and then they start the whole cycle of lying and deceiving all over again.
It's like they're always running from their past, trying to stay ahead of the truth.
Yeah, and that shows you how messed up their lives are, you know.
Yeah.
They build everything on lies, and eventually it all falls apart.
But then they just go somewhere else and do it again.
Sadly, that's usually what happens. And that's why it's so important for people to know about fabulism, to know the warning signs, and to learn how to protect themselves from these kinds of people.
So we're wrapping up our deep dive into Jimbo the Fabulous. What's the one thing you want our listener to take away from all this?
You know, I think the most important thing is to be careful, be informed, and trust your gut. If you meet someone who does the things we've talked about, someone who brags a lot, plays the victim, or tries to control you, take a step back and really think about the situation. And don't be afraid to just walk away.
Yeah. Good advice. And you know, knowledge is power, right? The more we learn about these types of personalities, the better we can protect ourselves and the people we care about.
Exactly.
So there you have it, our deep dive into the world of Jimbo the Fabulist. We've looked at the accusations, the psychology behind it all, and how dangerous it can be. And hopefully, now you know enough to spot people like him in your own life.
I hope so.
Until next time, keep exploring, stay curious, and never stop questioning.
Jumbo runs, telling lies, big disguise, dead end eyes, spun tails, built on sand. Now he's stuck, a broken man. There's loud men full of nothing, frauds who scheme and take. To break, never bold, never true. Sold his name for worn out shoes. Cheap tricks, falling fast.
true. Sold his name for worn-out shoes. Cheap tricks, falling fast. Diaper King has breathed his last. Ain't no coming back his last. Read me, fake man, give me one lie. Empty hands, nowhere to hide. Story is old, the mask is slipping.